Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in theaters and streaming. Three big stars, Dwayne Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, and Gal Gadot, use all the charisma they can muster in an attempt to save the big-budget action comedy Red Notice, now in theaters and streaming on Netflix. It's not enough.
Red Notice, it's the story of an art thief at the top of his game, and an FBI agent trying to catch him, until they join forces against another art thief while they're in a Russian prison. This action comedy has exotic locales, stylish accoutrements, and even torture scenes. The plot is all over the place, but does it matter?
Not really, Susan. The script of this misfire is a mishmash of ideas borrowed from other better movies from multiple genres. The cartoonish, tongue-in-cheek approach wears out its welcome as the plot becomes more and more absurd.
Look at it as a potpourri of possibilities, and that's about all you'll get. Sadly, this film falls flat. After the first 20 minutes, I found myself bored, but I saw the entire film, and that was 1 hour and 55 minutes. Ryan Reynolds' character gives rapid-fire quips, and that quickly became annoying.
You can see where Netflix spent its $200 million budget, the most the company has spent on any movie to date, but they should have spent more on the script and less on the scenery.
See this film if you want to know what a Red Notice is.
Well, that's a pretty low bar. Red Notice is a movie that should pass without much notice. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.